Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Ashley Spencer, and I play Polly Baker in Signature Theater's production of Crazy for You.
That's right, and it's at Signature from November 7th through January 14th, so a lot of time to come check it out, or check it out more than once. That's what we want to see.
That's what I say, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Ashley.
Thanks for having me.
A lot of our listeners, we might remember you from some of your Broadway shows, but I think we all first saw you on, what was it,
The Grease.
Say it again.
You're the one that I want.
All right, yeah.
Who?
Reality show. Just memories of that really quick before we dive into this. Because that's when they see your name, they're going to say, I know her. How do I know her?
Yes, from NBC's reality show, Grease, You're the One That I Want. It was a live audition, basically, looking for Sandy and Danny for the latest revival of Grease on Broadway. And unfortunately, at the time, I was not the one that they wanted.
You're the one they almost wanted.
I was the one they eventually wanted.
Yeah. For Broadway.
For Broadway, yes, because I ended up replacing Laura Osnes, who was brilliant and lovely, and she ended up winning the reality show, but I went in and replaced her after that and ended up closing the show on Broadway. So I got my turn, and it was a lot of fun. The reality show was fun, and also getting to play that part is just... It was super.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you've done a lot of other roles, obviously, Broadway, Hairspray.
Yeah, and that was not my Broadway debut. I debuted in Hairspray on Broadway, which was, I think, the best show to possibly have a debut. Yeah, if I could have picked it, it would have been Hairspray for sure. It was such a family, such a welcoming environment, and a fun show. Yeah.
That's awesome. Here's my fourth segue. Hairspray was a Baltimore, based show. And then this, I think, is written by DC's own Ken Ludwig.
Yeah,
right?
Which is so special. It's really, really cool that he's from this area. And actually, Crazy for You hasn't been done in this area in over 2 decades.
Wow. Since its original tour?
Since the tour came through in 1995. Wow. It opened on Broadway in 92. So this is a new, reimagined version of the show. It's not what you've originally seen if you went to New York to see it or when it came through on the tour. Reimagined by our brilliant director, Matt Gardner, who also...
A little close.
A little bit about him. He also reimagined West Side Story, Jelly's Last Jam, and La Caja Fall for Signature Theater. So he's coming up with some pretty, pretty cool stuff. And it's such a feel-good musical. It's going to be so great.
That's what we need right now. We need a little feel-good musical. A lot of darkness in the world, so we need some feel-good music.
Yes.
All right, well, before we get too far into all of those details, let's remind them what the plot is about. Because I'm thinking most people probably didn't see it in 95, you know?
Well, I don't. Yeah, if you haven't seen it in 95.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Well, I remember. yes. Well, I don't want to give too much away because I want you to come and see the show.
Well, like logline premise, you know?
So it starts off in New York with a musical-loving banker named Bobby Child, who goes to a small town, Dead Rock, Nevada, to foreclose
on... Is that an actual town?
Yeah, I think. I think so, yeah.
I think it's just fitting that it's called Dead Rock. I mean, that's probably... They picked that for a reason, yeah.
Yeah, Dead Rock, Nevada, to foreclose on this small town's one and only theater and meets moi, Polly Baker, and she wants to kind of kill him because he wants to foreclose on something very special to her because her mother performed in that theater.
Lots of local, personal connections.
Yeah, it's a personal connection. So in trying to like win her over and also prove something to himself that he can really accomplish something and do something, he comes up with a plan to rally the troops and try and save the theater. And that's all I'm going to say. You have to come and see it to see the end. But it has a beautiful, sweeping score. George and Ira Gershwin. It's just so, so lovely. And it's a fun, funny musical. Yeah.
Awesome. Take me a little more into the Gershwin score, because we all know and love their music. But which selections are in this one?
Well, I sing all the good ones.
No. So just when you look down the songbook, just look for her name, and you can, nod off the rest.
No, they're all great and very well known. Nice Work If You Can Get It. I don't sing that. Bobby does, but that's very well known. Someone to Watch Over Me, I sing, which is a beautiful standard everybody probably knows.
Great song.
Can't Be Bothered Now. Embraceable You. That's another one that I sing, which is very well known, but not for me. again. I sing that one. I feel like I do have. I have a lot of the well known songs. I think.
Absolutely. But, who plays your Bobby?
Oh, and I've Got Rhythm. I sing that one too.
Oh, who could ask for anything more, man?
Who could ask for anything more?
I know. So wait. Remind me. This was 95. Yeah. Okay.
95.
Yeah,
the tour.
So all these were standards at that point. Okay. I just think of Gene Kelly doing it in American in Paris. The I Got Rhythm. But how's it different in this one? How's that song staged?
It's an end of act one. So it goes end of act one. It's like goes out with a bang. It's like a huge celebration. Just like. Polly, you know, trying to rally the troops too, because at this point, nobody has bought tickets to come and see the show to try and save the theater. So she's trying to make light of it and trying to say, "Hey, no, it's okay. Like, we're alive and we're feeling good and we've been working together and like, it's fine. It's a big celebration, right. Big dance and song celebration."
Awesome.
Yeah.
Who plays Bobby?
Danny Gardner, who I keep calling him Fred. Because he is a masterful tapper. Like, it is unreal. Like, when he's practicing.
Oh, that Fred.
Yeah, Fred Astaire. When he's just, like, practicing in the other room, like, in one of the smaller rooms on his own, his feet move so fast. I literally, my mouth is just wide open. Like, and he's so talented. Fred. But he also has that, like, he also.
That was an actual swoon, guys. I don't know if you saw
Fred.
It.
But he also moves very smoothly, just like Gene Kelly. So he's got a little bit of both. Got those fast feet like Fred, but very awesome. Swoony and
all right. So
lovely, like Gene.
speaking of the Gene Fred style tapping and everything, but take me into the choreography, Dennis Jones.
Oh my God! Yeah, so excited to be working with Dennis Jones.
Tony nominee.
Yeah, Tony nominee. Holiday Inn.
Name dropper.
That little show that happened. Yeah, it's so great, and it's completely different from if you have seen the original, and if that's ingrained in your brain, like, this is so fresh and exciting, and everything that I've seen thus far, I'm like, what? It's so brilliant. Like, and it's a huge show, dance-wise, so he's got a lot on his plate, but it's just, like, coming out, like, so easily. Great ideas, fresh ideas. I'm so happy to be working with him.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And visually, what do we see on stage?
So they are, I mean, I haven't seen yet. I've seen some pictures, but Signature, what they're known for and what they're great at is like Little Night Music just closed on Sunday, and they completely gut the theater and make it for each individual show. Mm. So it's going to be, if you've seen other shows there, like, don't expect it to look like whatever you've seen. It's going to be individual for our show. So you'll see it'll, I think there are two sides of our set. So like in the beginning, you'll see it'll be like New York City, like flashy and bright lights. And, you know, and then we switch over to the West, Dead Rock, Nevada. So the colors and everything are very different. So those are the two main pictures that you're going to kind of see. Cowboys and yeah.
We're all wearing cowboy hats right now. You just can't see.
Yeah, we are. You just can't see. Spurs.
And then we're in something else. That's great. No, tell me about, dote on the director a little bit more. Matthew Gardner. He's done
a lot of
revivals. West Side Story there. I mean, a lot of these classic
Jelly Sauce Jam. Yeah. And this is his kind of, he has said, like, his first shot at doing, like, a classic, like, throwback to the MGM style in movie musicals, you know.
I'm already in. I'm sold. On that.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. And so, like, and as a kid, like, he had all those posters up on, you know, Judy and watched all those movies. And I have a similar experience to him, so I connect with him on that. I haven't told him this yet, but
Let's hear.
The reason that I fell in love with musical theater and dancing and wanting to do this is because my mom got me started when I was very little, three, watching Showboat was like one of our big ones Howard Keel and Katherine Grayson. Yeah. And we would sing Make Believe together and we would perform and do that. And also watching White Christmas. Yeah. And I would stand in front of the TV and try to do the nerve tap like Vera Ellen. And no, seriously, I would just try and copy what they were doing and try to like cross my eyes and do the crazy like Danny Kaye. Like,
she just crossed her eyes.
I did.
You counted.
I don't know if you,
you
can see that.
Your blessings instead of sheep.
Well, yes.
Is that what
oh
you did?
My
yeah,
God.
Yeah, of course.
And Holiday Inn, of course. But like, and Yankee Doodle Dandy was a big one for me. And
when he does that tap dance down the staircase,
oh,
that is just, I just almost cry with happiness. It's just such a great little moment.
Yeah, totally. But that, yes, absolutely.
We could sidetrack on old movies like all day.
No,
long,
all day.
Sure,
but like
so.
That, I know some people grew up, you know, and it was wonderful that they maybe got to go to New York often and see shows and stuff, but that just wasn't my...
Where were you?
I
didn't you
I'm from Ohio.
Oh, nice.
Canton, Ohio.
Canton. Oh.
Canton,
you
yeah.
were enshrined early on.
Yes, yes, I was.
Football Hall of Fame. All right.
Yeah, and a little fact, I played football. No, I didn't. I'd be dead.
That's awesome. So how did you make your way? Do you remember? What? So you say you started watching these movie musicals.
And then that's what made me... My mom said I went to her, and I was like, I want to tap. That was the very first thing that I... wanted to do and learned to do dance wise tap. So I
really threw off your quarterbacking, but you know,
yeah.
It's hard to do in cleats.
Yeah, a little bit. And it was history from there. I just fell in love with dance. So that was my first love. I was a competition dancer, you know. And then I did theater in my small town, and I didn't see my first Broadway show until I was like 19 or 20.
Really?
Yeah, because we just didn't take trips to New York.
Just made a road trip. What'd you see?
I think it was Hairspray.
Hairspray?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. That's why it's the... And then you debuted in that. How crazy.
And then I
is
debuted
that?
In that.
How did you actually get the debut? Because it was before the reality competition.
Funny story. So I had moved to New York before You're the One That I Want and was cocktail waitressing and doing the thing and going to EPAs and like open call auditions and went to an open call audition before I knew what that really was. And was like, I went to every audition like, I'm going to book this. I'm going to do it. And little did I know that like the required calls that they have every 6 months, that they're not really looking for people all the time. And so I went to the Hairspray call and they were like, oh, honey, if we really needed somebody right now, like you'd be it. That'd be great. And then I went off to do the reality show. Mm-hmm. And when I left the reality show, they were looking for an Amber and Hairspray, and they brought me back in for the full team, and I auditioned again, and then I booked the job. And it's funny because people were like, oh, it's probably because you were on the TV show that they were like, oh, it'd be great to have somebody. But I was like, no. It's like I auditioned for the show before I ever went on the reality show. So I think that they remembered. I like to think that they remembered me from...
we'll go with that.
We'll go with that.
It planted the seed.
It planted
and then
the
when
seed,
they saw
and then
it,
they were like, oh.
Yeah.
So then I... Yeah, and I actually
did. You finished number two?
I came in, yeah.
Number two.
Number two.
Who does number two work for? Austin Powers? Remember mm-hmm. that?
All right. Yeah.
But, okay. And then how do we get to, weren't you also in The Last 5 Years, briefly?
I had a little cameo
a little
in The Last 5 Years. Yeah, mm-hmm.
But a nice major moment in your life, though, right?
Yeah, because my husband.
Teeing it up for you.
Yeah, because my husband, Jeremy Jordan, is in that movie. He's one of the two. Major players in that film.
Anna Kendrick.
And Anna Kendrick, yep. And I am the topless secretary sitting behind the desk at one point. That's me in my bra. And also, I forget the song title, which is terrible right now in this moment, but I, in bed, roll over and you think it's Kathy and it's me, which is okay because I'm really his wife.
You're the mistress in the movie.
Right.
But anyway, we're getting way off track.
I also did Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. I was in the original company for that, which was so much fun.
Yeah.
And I also have done Rock of Ages, which was a blast as well.
All the big shows. So when did you first encounter Crazy for You, though? Do you remember? Did you see it during
the
first
time? I didn't.
Run?
No, I've actually never seen a production of this. And I've always wanted to do, like, when I think of, like, classic, you know, musical theater, this show comes to mind. You know what I mean? It's got all those elements from that are reminiscent of the MGM, like what I grew up wanting to do. You know what I mean? But I've really never had the chance to do that because I've done a lot of contemporary shows in New York, which is great. But I've just never had that opportunity. So I auditioned for this and was so grateful because I get to show a completely different side of me, which as an actor is a dream because you want to do that. I mean, we're actors. We want to grow and be challenged and, you know, so this is my shot.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait to see it. What's after this? What's anything else down the line? Or, I mean, you got a couple months of this, so.
Well, if anybody wants to give me a job. I'm available January 15th.
Literally the day after.
But no, I don't have anything lined up.
It's okay. But, just focus on this.
But we're, I don't know if you know this, but we're going to transfer.
Let's talk about the transfer. That's how she said it. So,
no, because like I'm just going to throw it out there that people are going to come and they're going to love this show, this newly reimagined version. And it's just going to, it's going to take off. So we're transferring. That's the plan. That's what I'm doing after this.
Okay, gotcha. So that's January 15th. That's the transfer. The Manhattan transfer.
Oh, yeah, Manhattan. I like coffee. I like tea. I like the Java Jive and it likes me.
You are a trip. This is great. I'm just going to turn my mic off and let you just, whatever pops in your mind, just sing whatever song. No, that's awesome.
You said Manhattan Transfer.
Just sort of wrapping up. I always like to sort of end on just sort of this note, you know, just if our listeners have heard this interview, why should they come out?
If you want to have a good time, if you want to laugh and maybe cry a little bit and listen to amazing music that you know already, this beautiful sweeping score, come out to Signature Theater to see Crazy for You because it's a feel-good musical. It's the holiday time. Come with your family. It's for everyone. So please come. Buy your tickets now.
Just to remind everyone, it's November 7th through January 14th at Signature Theater in lovely Shirlington. And then, catch it before the transfer. And then we can go transfer it after that. But thank you so much, Ashley Spencer. You were great. Thank you.
Thank you.